cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, our next guest has already sold two businesses to eBay, iBazaar. That was a European auction marketplace he co-founded, then sold to eBay back in 2001 for $140 million, and then was CEO of Shopping.com when it was acquired by eBay back in 2005. That went for $600 million. He is now CEO of the company that describes itself as the Airbnb of cars. We welcome to Bloomberg Business Week, Andre Haddad. He is the CEO of the car sharing platform Turo. He joins us via Zoom from San Francisco. Andre, nice to have you here with Paul and myself. How are you? And remind our audience how your platform works.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me. Turo, we've pioneered peer-to-peer car sharing. So we built the very first and now largest car sharing platform on the internet. So you can list your car and earn money with your car when you're not using it, or actually build a small business using our platform, which is increasingly what many of our hosts are doing. And also, as a consumer, you can become a guest and book any kind of car whenever you want to go in whatever destination across all the markets that we serve.
All right, so here's a stat. Many cars are underutilized assets that sit idle 95% of the time, and it's Turo's mission to put the world's 1.5 billion cars to better use. How come I didn't think of that? I mean, that seems like it's right out under your nose. I didn't even think about it. So my question, I guess, Andre, you know, we just got by the way, our producer and our technical director just gave us two glowing reviews of Turo. So
one's young, one's kind of older.
Yes. Wonderful to hear. Thank you.
So you're hitting a lot of demos.
You're hitting all the demos. What's the legal side of this, the liability side of this? How do you guys deal with that?
We figured that out many years ago. So we have insurance that we offer through our partner Travelers here in the U.S., to all of our hosts and guests. And, you know, the experience is pretty simple. You know, when you don't need any particular type of coverage for your vehicle, you just have to have your personal coverage. And then we provide that supplemental coverage when you start sharing your car on our platform.
I love it. I love it. And I can also get a Porsche 911 2017, and it's about $206 a day. This is fascinating.
That's cool.
Really, really cool. So talk to us about the growth metrics. We're Bloomberg. We're kind of really into this stuff. Talk to us about the growth in the revenue line, your profitability, margin expansion. Walk us through it, if you would.
Sure. The business has been growing quite a bit, actually, over the last few years. As you can imagine, initially with COVID, we were hit quite hard when everybody's businesses shut down.
Right.
We're all under shelter in place. But after 2020, 2021, and this year, we've seen tremendous growth. Last year,
what's tremendous? What's tremendous?
Over 21, we grew by 213%.
That's tremendous.
Our revenue, that's tremendous. The first half of 22, we grew our revenue by 85%. So we're continuing to see very strong growth in the second half of 22. So we're very excited about the growth of the business. And for us, it's been tremendous also because it's been profitable growth. You know, mm-hmm. We've hit our first EBITDA profitable quarter in Q3 of 2020, and we've been profitable ever since, you know, every quarter since.
One of the big, if not the big trend in the auto business is the switch or the evolution to electric vehicles. How's that impacting your business?
Yes, it's a huge trend in our business. We've actually pioneered EVs, on Turo now for many years. Around 13% of our GBV, or gross booking value, in 21 came from trips that were taken by vehicles that are running on alternative energy. So that's primarily EVs. More recently, in June of this year, EVs represented 8% of all of our listings. So that's quite a bit higher than the overall percentage of vehicle registrations in the US, which is around 2%. So adoption of EVs has been much higher on Turo than in other places. And, you know, I'm a host myself on the platform, and I've shared several of my EVs over the last few years. A lot of people are using Turo to try out the EV for the first time. You know, there's a lot of questions around EVs. There's a lot of questions about charging in particular. So many consumers who are interested in purchasing one have used Turo as a way to try it for a few days and see how their commute goes, see how charging works, et cetera.
Hey, Andre, what's been the response, if any, from the traditional car rental companies like Hertz and Avis? Have they thought about getting into this peer-to-peer business?
No, they haven't really. They've tried to, use their regulatory power and their influence with airports and with legislators across the country to try to make the space harder for us to compete in. So I think they're concerned about the growth of peer-to-peer car sharing. They're concerned about the growth of Turo, but they haven't competed really commercially against us.
Hey, Andre, a couple questions here. I'm curious, are all your hosts like individuals, or is it possible that car manufacturers, as you say, what a great way to try out an EV, is Tesla or GM or somebody else calling you up and saying, we want to host a couple of cars. We want to be a host so people can try it out. Is that happening?
It is actually. It's a great observation. So, you know, our core business is really all about consumers who are sharing their cars because, you know, cars, as you know, are, as you mentioned, are idle 95% of the time, and they're increasingly expensive to own and to maintain. So our core audience really is consumer hosts. We have since expanded into entrepreneurs who are building small businesses on top of our platform. Now we have a big chunk of people who are sharing not just one car or two cars. They may have listed 5, 10, 15, 20 cars now on the app. And more recently, we've seen OEMs actually take notice of Turo. So we've had partnerships with many, in particular Nissan and Hyundai more recently, where they've been using our platform to either put some of their sort of fleet cars that are on their dealership lots available for people to be able to book on Turo, or to launch new models, which has been the case for Hyundai with the IONIQ 5.
Very interesting. Speaking of launches, gotta ask, you filed in January for an IPO. What's the status of that? What can you tell us?
Yeah, we flipped our S-1 public in January of 22. We've updated it twice. We are continuing to look at the financial markets. You know, they haven't been particularly hospitable to tech IPOs, as you know,
saw
the
that.
Last few months.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not in a hurry to go public. You know, we're profitable. We're growing fast.
Okay.
I really do want to do it because I think it's a great opportunity for us to make the brand better known by the public.
Right.
And bring peer-to-peer car sharing to the masses. Well, so I definitely want to do it, but we're going to do it when the time is right.
Andre, come back soon and promise us when you do go public, you'll come join us and talk about it. But fascinating business, and we'd love to talk more. Andre Haddad, he's the CEO of Turo, joining us from San Francisco. Thank you, and have a great evening, everybody.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.